This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Falcon. 286,000. That's the number worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, who have died from COVID-19. The number of infections approaches 4.2 million. In the United States, the death toll is more than 80,000 people with 1.3 million confirmed cases. A top World Health official Monday warned that countries are essentially driving blind in reopening their economies without setting up strong contact tracing to beat back flare-ups of the coronavirus. The warning came as France and Belgium emerged from lockdowns. The Netherlands sent children back to school, and many U.S. states pressed ahead by lifting business restrictions. Authorities have cautioned that the scourge could come back with a vengeance without widespread testing and tracing of infected people's contacts with others. Germany is reporting that new coronavirus infections are soaring after taking early steps to ease its lockdown. News that has sounded a global alarm as businesses reopen. Germany reported that the reproduction rate, meaning the number of people each person infected with the coronavirus goes on to infect, had risen. This comes just days after German authorities relaxed lockdown measures, and it shows just how quickly progress can be reversed, even in a country with one of the best records for containing the virus so far in Europe. A huge day today for the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court is set to hear oral arguments on appeals of three lower court decisions involving subpoenas of President Donald Trump's tax and financial records. The president filed legal challenges to subpoenas issued last year by several House of Representatives committees and a New York district attorney. Trump's legal team has argued lawmakers should have to identify a legitimate legislative purpose. This is VOA News. European markets are mixed in mid-morning trading today. Asian markets sustained significant losses earlier Tuesday amid growing concerns over a second wave of novel coronavirus outbreak. The Dow Jones, S&P 500, and NASDAQ are all trading below 1% in futures trading. Russian authorities said they would look into the safety of artificial lung ventilators being used at two hospitals after a fire broke out in St. Petersburg at one of them on Tuesday morning and killed five people. The blaze erupted after a ventilator in an intensive care ward treating 20 patients with coronavirus burst into flames. It was the second fire to break out at a hospital treating coronavirus patients in less than a week. A similar fire erupted at a Moscow hospital on Saturday, killing one person. China's megacity Wuhan, where the coronavirus outbreak started, has reported its first cluster of infections since its lockdown was lifted. That has stoked